Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon. As we know, COVID put pay to a number of sports over the winter. AFL was one of them, certainly locally here in the Hunter. Joining us to have a chat about things moving forward, though, and what we can look forward to in 2022, Jake Mellon from the Singleton Roosters. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. How are you going, Andrew?
Not too bad. You must have been disappointed for all the effort and work that goes in to put a season together for it just to end the way it did.
Yeah, mate, definitely. We had a really good pre-season. We struggled a little bit and we ended up losing Rezzies this year, but first grade were giving it a really good crack in the premiers. And yeah, after what we did, it sucked to finish the season the way it did, but we were just grateful to get the games in that we could.
You girls were having a great season too.
Oh, absolutely, mate. I reckon they were premiership favourites, definitely. I know Cardiff knocked them off in a tough game there, but I know they had a lot of first grade players drop back to that game, so I take that with a grain of salt, really.
Well, you got 2022 to look forward to, but there are some changes. You're on the lookout for a coach.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we definitely are. So we're looking for someone that has at least the level one AFL coaching accreditation or higher. Anything else would be a bonus, really.
So you'd prefer that they would have done some fairly high-level coaching elsewhere?
Yeah, we would, just because we still want to give it a crack in the Premier grade next year. So we still need somebody that has that sort of that experience in doing that already.
The off-season is really important for you guys. How soon would you like to have somebody in the role?
Oh, mate, we'd be looking to get somebody in as soon as we possibly can. I'd say we'll probably kick pre-season off like we normally do for about 5 weeks before Christmas and then break for Chrissy and then come back early Jan. So, we're really going to try and push to get somebody in there as soon as we can.
So none of the current players have put their hands up? They're not looking forward to the idea of making everybody do laps while they stand there with a whistle and shout at them?
No, not currently. I think if you have a look at the last couple of years, we've had captain coaches, basically. We've had players be the coach and the player. And so I think they look at that thinking they'll probably just get dragged in regardless. So, yeah.
It's quite possible they're going to have to pull the boots on depending upon who's available anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, most of the clubs in the Hunter have them sort of ups and downs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And this position, is this just for the men's first side?
Yeah, so it will be for the men's first side, but I would say if we can get numbers again back to Rezzies, which I hope we would, they'll probably be the coach for both sides, and then somebody will run the board for Rezzies on the weekend.
When can people start putting in their putting their hand up to actually play for 2022?
Oh, mate. They could start getting in contact with us right away. We're still always chasing more players, as you know, and they can just get onto the Singleton Roosters AFC Facebook page and message the page, or there's plenty of info on there on how they can get in contact with us.
All right, I'm sure everybody will start doing that now because they got to start getting their fitness up and ready. The season kicks off around about March, isn't it? March, April.
Yeah, it does. It's usually around Easter that the season kicks off.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, make sure you put in your nomination to join the Singleton Roosters AFL squad if you're in the Singleton area. And, of course, if you know anybody that's got some serious experience coaching, then they would definitely look forward to hearing from them. Also, Jake, just getting off the AFL just for a moment, I believe your club president is actually doing a bit of a fundraiser at the moment. Do you want to just tell us what she's up to?
Yeah, mate. So Nads is going to do the City to Surf. She's our club president. She's always encouraging us to do a bit for the community and everything else. And so she's going to do the City to Surf this weekend, the 14Ks, and she's going to raise money for Canteen for cancer, which is something that's pretty close to us. Two of our life members, their son Harley, he passed away at a very young age, and he was very much a part of the club as what they were. So, yeah, we'll try and get everybody behind that, and there'll be links to that on our Singleton Roosters page also.
All right, well, good luck to her. The weather's fine for it. Has she got any volunteers to help run the 14 kilometres? Of course, she's not actually going to be in Sydney. She's going to be doing it here in the Hunter. Are you going to put your hand up to run along beside her, mate?
Yeah, mate, I said I would. I'll wait till we get closer to the weekend, but I said I'd help her. I know her partner, Bangers, is definitely going to do it with her, and maybe a couple of the Singleton and Roosterettes girls as well. So,
excellent work. Well done to her, and what a great little fundraiser there. Jake, we didn't get the opportunity to speak during the season, but I did want to ask you, given the way things ended up, how are things with the sponsors as 2022 are looking for your club?
Mate, as it stands, most of the sponsors have stuck by us, which is really good. There'll probably be a few little sponsors and that sort of thing that might drop off. But, we're always welcoming more sponsorship. The club itself's only growing. Last year, we had the biggest junior amount of kids that we've had in the last probably 15 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, you know, local sport doesn't happen without great local sponsors, so I'm sure there'll be plenty of businesses out there willing to and wanting to support a great local club like the Singleton Roosters. Don't forget, if you look to be a coach and you've got a bit of experience, they definitely do want to hear from you. Where do they go and get the information from, Jake?
From the Singleton Roosters AFC page, mate, on Facebook. If they just jump on that, there's plenty of info on there to get a hold of us.
Jake Mellon, as always, thanks for keeping us up to date with what's doing with the Singleton Roosters on the Sideline View. You enjoy your day.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much. Thanks for the support. Cheers.